Blog Talk Radio.
As you can already tell, I sound like complete shit. In the middle of my little fundraising for Australia, my daughter caught the flu. You know how it goes. Seems like my daughter's school is a little bit of a cesspool of disease. So, apologies. We don't have a ton of time today. We're going to try and do as much as we can. I'm going in at 11, so I got a little bit of time. I thought I went in earlier, so yay. Let's get this hoe on the show. $10 readings, everybody, donations. We have our, let's see if we got our forecast in. I got my chat on too. Friday morning, the last quarter moon is exact. The sun in Capricorn forms a square with the moon in Libra. The last quarter moon phase points to a mini crisis of consciousness. After basking in the awareness symbolized by the full light of the moon at the time of last week's full moon, we disperse our knowledge and come to a point when we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't, in preparation for next week's new moon, when something new is born once again. This is not the best time to start a major project, as the decreasing light of the moon symbolizes descent into unconsciousness. Still, we have a more mature grasp of our situation. It's time to begin finishing up the details of that which was conceived at the last moon. What revelations did you have last week? What did they mean for you? What can be done now? This phase of the moon occurs at 26 degrees and 52 minutes of Libra, square the sun at 26 degrees and 52 minutes of Capricorn, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 24 to 30 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. Great. And if you missed it, last week, the full moon and lunar eclipse occurred on Friday, January 10th, at 2:21 p.m. And it occurred in the sign of Cancer, which was especially potent, as it was also the lunar eclipse. The Cancer and Capricorn axis was involved, and the lunar eclipse pressed us to look more closely at our needs, lacks, and wants in our lives, concerning the balance between our private lives, domesticity, or our need for our home base, and nature, represented by Cancer. First is our public lives, careers, reputation, and accountability, represented by Capricorn. Attachments and love are ruled by Cancer, while achievements and rewards and punishments are ruled by Capricorn. In some ways, this polarity deals with the balance between unconditional love and conditional love. Cancer encourages us to value our own days and our roots, while Capricorn makes us consider our spend of duty and responsibility along public or professional lines. Cancer was content to be dependent. Capricorn wants to be grown up and responsible. Cancer represents the origin and Capricorn represents the goal. So, if you neglected either end of this axis, it will surely backfire on you. Ideally, balance should be found between the two energies, and that's what the full moon invited us to do. It was about balancing and committing to our career and families. So if you had a sudden change of heart, that's probably why. If you've changed the way that you feel about things and what you want to do, then now you know why. And don't forget, people, shadow work is something that has continuously been pushed into our phases, especially 2020, what that will bring, all the several new astral events. So, now, you're on Mass the Tea, the Zombie Tea Party.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
California.
Ah, very nice. I see, I see. What can I do for you?
Could you give me a reading or a postcard or something for me?
Sure. Just preface this, if you can't donate, I understand, it's okay. I will still give you the reading. I usually do them just on my show, you know, for people. But I've been trying to raise money for Australia without getting naked, so it's been interesting. Some people have, you know, donated. It's been pretty cool. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add it to the bigger charity that I've been kind of trying to promote around. So, but if you can't, it's totally cool. So,
hey, well, thank you.
Your question.
Do you see 2020 being really good for me?
All right, let's check it out. All right, so California, you say, huh? I'm getting popular over there. All right. Let's do, well, we're going to let them decide. So what we're going to do is I'm going to find you on the grid, and then I'm going to connect with you. And we'll pull some cards. So let's shuffle these things. So how was your New Year?
Pretty good. How about you?
It was eventful. I started a new job, so that was good. I was able to get out of the hellish workplace I was in, so it was a good change. Though I definitely need to seek out extra employment, that's for sure. So let's hope that the job market gets a little better where I live. Other than that, it was pretty eventful, and I've been with the Australian Fires. I've really been trying to raise money and, you know, be actively involved as much as possible from here, as much as I can anyway. So, other than that, it's been pretty interesting.
Okay.
All right, so I'm shuffling the cards, and we're just going to kind of play how they want to. Alright, I'm going to find you now. Somebody. It looks like the Six of Pentacles and the Four of Swords. The Four of Swords is about kind of resting, a resting state of mind because it's mental. But you have the Six of Pentacles. Usually when that shows up, it's talking about you being generous and giving to another person. But it's also talking about profiting from extra effort you've been putting forth. But it also talks about being overly sensitive to the needs of others at work and to be aware of overindulgence. So as of the mind is at peace right now, sort of in a resting state, not quite peace, but it's talking about how soothing agreements and look for the conservative middle of the road position. Opposition lessens when you realize that people can change. So yes, this is about you bending more. The greatest obstacle to your success is impatience. So that's what next month is going to be about. March, you have the Emperor and the Swords, the Seven of Swords, actually, which usually is a little bit dramatic and kind of like talking about the making plans that become problematic and friends letting you down, telling you not to rely too much on others, and you can't lose what isn't yours to begin with. So you have the emperors behind that, and that is major arcana, so that's definitely something that is going to be there. Telling you to play by the rules and not to take any shortcuts. Common sense, one major resources. Time to get organized and to make plans and to use careful logic, and that'll deliver success. So that's March. That's going to be, these 2 months are congruent together. So we're building something here. So you have April, which is the Eight of Wands and the Two of Wands. So this is the action day. This is day of you having to actually make moves in a way. And it's got the two on top of it. So green light, move ahead with your plans and your understanding of people and their problems, deliver opportunities to get what you want. Friends and nature bring remedies for what ails you. And that's your Eight of Wands. So basically it's talking about making movements with your Two of Wands. It definitely is implied that there is a call for you to be a willing listener and knowing what people need. And that will give you an advantage. Help will be on the way, even though you have the self-confidence to succeed on your own. And to re-examine your goals and define exactly what it is you want to achieve. So this is definitely a building of momentum here. Then we have some more decision-making in the next month. And you have the Eight of Pentacles and Two. So that's pretty prominent there. The Eight of Pentacles talks about you wanting what's best for yourself and your loved ones, your co-workers, and having the strength to provide it. But saying that you have a lot to learn. If you lack the information, you must have the determination to find it. And that's where your Two of Pentacles comes into play. It talks about letting go of something old in preparation for new opportunities. To keep your ears to the ground and alternate your business proposals. Brainstorm with peers and explore teamwork. This is the universe giving you the tools to find ways to figure out what you need. So in June, this is a huge major arcana day or month for you because it is the Star and Hermit. So this is you. This is a card of optimism and hope. So it's saying that you have a chance to start over in a long-standing situation. But to be aware of pride and aim for recuperation and innovation. So on top of that, you do have the Hermit, which is talking about breaking an unnecessary habit and taking steps to eliminate unhealthy ruts and routines. And it's talking about if people are making you crazy, getting on your nerves, it might be time to get them out of your life and let yourself to get stuck in expectations of others. It's basically a time of seeking out self-help, like self-revelation, you know, away from others. So the next month, July, is about the Six of Swords and you have the Death card. So this means you're going to be everything is about to change at this point. All these things that you're building up to in decision-making, I see lots of change happening. But the Death card is talking about closing the door and opening another. Entering a growing phase and acknowledgement will come slowly. No one's going to offer a helping hand unless you beg for it. So don't know as your final answer. Avoid self-pity and get rid of some old habits. Stop doing anything that doesn't feel right for you. And you have the Six of Swords telling you when all of these things happen, you may fall, but you're going to be sailing to better waters. To achieve security and happiness, you've got to plan your goals carefully now. Knowing when to say no will help you maintain your integrity. Take time for yourself. After that, it's going to be the Five of Cups and Ace of Swords. So this is going to be a whole new way of thought for you. And it's going to change you a little bit emotionally. But it's saying things are not what they seem. And to keep your emotions in check. Beware of deception and illusion. That's where your Seven of Swords comes in. Because that's your drama coming into play. Reinforce your beliefs with facts and demand the same of others. And the Ace of Swords emboldens that for you because it's forcing you to think and saying that your spirit is still strong and pioneering. Don't let your ego get in the way. It would be a good time to push ideas and contract negotiations and other legal matters. Goals you can meet quickly will be better than long-range ones. And after that, you have the Queen of Pentacles and the Eight of Cups. What a story. This is where you're going to think that you're doubting, like you'll doubt your ability to live up to your responsibilities. But to believe in yourself. And don't look for too much approval from others at this time. So rewards will arrive when you work independently in your own. And you have the Eight of Cups on top of that. So that's like many choices. Self-sacrifice is likely to be asked of you. Beware of quarrels and caution negotiations of affairs in the heart. Attention spans will be running short, so don't take anything personally. And after that, you will have the Nine of Cups and the Three of Pentacles. So the decision from before that, your Eight of Cups and your Queen of Pentacles, you're going to make the right one, apparently. So you have the Nine. And that talks about basically people will be more generous to those in need and to enjoy the kindness of strangers. Stay away from shop talk and try not to worry about finance. You have the Three of Pentacles on top of that. So that talks about an achievement in business will be at hand, chiefly because you're willing to make yourself available to supervisors. But be careful not to buy others with gifts, because it will only lead to resentment. You have, after that, the last 2 months of your 2020 will be Temperance and the Seven of Pentacles. So having to learn patience, compromise that brings happiness, perhaps you will not be viewing matters objectively. So try to see the other side of the story. Good sense and good management will be needed. Because the people around you will be more set in their ways now. So it would be a good time to postpone arguments and debates until they can open their minds. Which brings you to your Seven of Pentacles. Because that is also about many choices. It talks about jumping the gun and being patient and hardworking will bring success and try to listen to others and postpone decisions until you're informed. says it. You know you hate to be broke, but don't overburden yourself to make ends meet. In December, you have the Eight of Swords and Judgment. And that is the 20th card in the Major Arcana before you get to the World. So this lesson of this year, job well done delivers many rewards, and laziness is punished. Make peace, but do not nitpick yourself or others too harshly. Patience brings the twist. Don't be cruel. Health improves and may take some effort on your part. And the eight of that is mental anguish. Gossip in the air. Be easygoing when you encounter opposition from certain people. Post on ultimatums and don't accept everything as threat. Update your resume and open your mind to future and financial needs. So it's going to be very huge, a big roller coaster ride.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Dee.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope that you're able to make all of the decisions that you need to get to your judgment card. And hopefully everything works for you in your favor.
Hey, well, have a happy new year. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too. Have a great day. And that's the tea.
Okay.
To the person that was on the line, sorry about that. We got 32 minutes. I will probably, it's 9:22. I gotta go to work at 11, so I think we're gonna stop here and maybe try and do something tonight if we can. That's the tea, guys. Bye.